Children love stories, but need to hear them told from various perspectives. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Peggy Albers, professor of language and literacy education in the College of Education and Human Development at Georgia State University, explains the danger of single stories and why children need to hear different views about the world.
Stories are one of the most fundamental ways in which we communicate. A range of studies have shown how stories shape children's perspectives on the world and perceptions of reality, often before age 5. Nigerian novelist Chimamanda Adichie gave a talk on the danger of a single story as it creates stereotypes. And the problem with stereotypes is not that they are untrue, but that they are incomplete. They make one story become the only story. Reading stories aloud as a shared experience can provide children with an opportunity to ask questions around race, gender, religion, and social issues like bullying. Scholars have shown how stories can be used to change children's perspectives about their views on people in different parts of the world and influence how they choose to act in the world. Children need stories to help them understand theirs and others' experiences. When children are read aloud to and read stories about a range of cultures, scholars have shown that children develop empathy and cultivate imaginative and divergent thinking, thinking that generates a range of possible ideas. A good story, scholar Charlotte Huck said, is one that has characters that readers can admire or feel you could crawl into their skin. At a time when children are being exposed to negative and single stories about race, culture, religion, most notably from political leaders and those who serve with them, the need for children to read, see, hear, and talk about global stories that counter and challenge such single narratives is, I would suggest, critically important.
That was Peggy Albers of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.